Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. I'm Judy.
I'm John.
I'm Marlis.
And that was Per Olaf. Anyway, this is episode 58. We are doing three of our favorite bourbons we have done over the years, I guess, of doing Fun with Scotch. We have a Balcones Baby Blue, the Small Batch 1792, and Blanton's Single Barrel. So first up is Baby Blue.
Hi. Balcones is, I don't know if it's the first Texas distillery to be established lately, but it is the first, I think, that really became known outside of Texas. They started in an old welding shop under a bridge in Waco. And for the next year or so, they had to replace the roof, they knocked out walls, they laid brick, they cut pipes, they installed copper pot stills from Portugal, which I did not know that stills came from Portugal, and they started a whiskey distillery. They began distilling in 2009, which is, what, 14 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they've done quite a bit in that time. So the first Texas whiskey on the market then is this Baby Blue. It's made from roasted blue corn. They say Texas blue corn. For a long time, I thought it was Hopi blue corn. It could be the same blue corn. I don't know. Anyway.
We didn't Google it.
No, we didn't. I just read it on the bottle. So for the nose, you should get melted butter, kettle corn, vanilla, toffee. Little bit of alcohol, not too much.
I think I can actually smell the corn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a sweet.
Yeah, it's definitely got a sweet aroma.
Yeah, it's kind of a sweet buttery aroma, I would guess. So.
Is this the one I didn't like a while back, or is that was a different Balcones?
That one's a different one.
Oh,
that
okay. Because I was going to say, I like this.
Yeah, this is good. For taste, you should get some fruit, some apricot, brown sugar, cotton candy, sweet tea, smoked chilies. Many of these things I wouldn't necessarily put together, but what I get is it has a really nice mouthfeel. Sort of creamy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say silky, but that works too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely.
Sweet tea with lemon, I'm not getting, but then that's probably not one of my favorite flavors, so that could have something to do with it. But, you know, the brown sugar, the fruit.
Yeah, I'm not getting sweet tea with lemon. Mm-hmm. I like, well, tea with lemon, not sweet tea. But all right. No, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes good.
Yeah, I'm getting the brown sugar, maybe a little caramel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely tasty. I like it.
Well, and it's got that, I think because it's all corn, as I understand it. I don't know how to say it, except that it's just got that silkiness to it that you don't get all the time. So if you are new to bourbon, if you can find this, it's worthwhile. But the lady at Total Wine did tell me it was being discontinued. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, discontinued from Balcones or discontinued from Total Wine?
So I do not know.
Yeah.
So I would go searching for it anyway.
You might still be able to find it somewhere.
Oh, I was going to say, it's 46% ABV.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a strong or overwhelming
alcohol
taste to it.
You know, there's a little bit of heat, but just kind of warmish.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Well, and
I like it.
I think it's a little too much for you. Just stick an ice cube in it. And, yeah. All right. Mr. John, Small Batch 1792.
Okay, 1792 Small Batch Bourbon. formerly known as Ridgewood Reserve 1792 and 1792 Ridgemont Reserve, is a Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey produced since 2002 by the Barton 1792 Distillery in Bardstown, Kentucky. The brand and distillery have been owned by the Sazerac Company since 2009. So the it's 74% corn, 18% rye, and 8% barley. That's the grain bill, I guess.
How much is the rye?
18%.
Okay.
So there should you should definitely be able to tell, I think, with that much. 1792 small batch starts off caramel, cherry, and licorice forward, followed by vanilla, roasted oak, cinnamon, orange, caraway seed, cotton candy, musty corn, and coffee grounds.
Okay. So, I find the fact that it has caraway seed and musty corn in there.
And coffee grounds.
And coffee grounds. Well, the coffee grounds don't put me off so much as the musty corn.
Yeah. Yeah, I know,
and possibly the caraway seeds. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big caraway seed fan, but, you know.
What's the ABV? I didn't look.
I don't see it on the sheet. Okay. What's it say on the bottle?
46.85.
Okay.
So that's a little bit more.
Another slightly higher than typical.
Oh my God! Maybe my eye got too close to the top of my glass, and the alcohol hit it.
Oh no!
Yeah, when you stick your nose in the little Glencairn glasses that we're using, you get a good nose clearing.
Yeah, and it burns your eye.
Well, if your eye gets,
I'm not sure how that happened, but whoa. Okay, 1792, you got me.
I know. Surprise. Yeah, it doesn't have that. Now, normally I like scotch because it's less sweet than bourbon, so I shouldn't penalize a bourbon for being less sweet than the other bourbon we just tasted.
Yeah, it's definitely not
as
sweet.
But it is definitely less sweet. And especially in the aroma, I don't like the aroma as well, but I don't hate it. I mean, it's...
Well, I don't like how it burned my eye.
Well, and I never know. Licorice isn't something I go looking for. So whenever they say, oh, there's licorice, I'm like, what are you people talking about?
I'm definitely getting vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. It smells really nice to me. I can see caramel.
Hmm.
Not sure if I'm getting cherry. If there's cinnamon, it's by virtue of the fact that it is a stronger alcohol, maybe.
It's definitely does. So this would be a good bourbon for people who don't like a lot of sweetness, because it really isn't sweet.
But if you let it, you know, kind of roll around a bit in your mouth, it's more interesting than if you just kind of thump in. Well, obviously, don't bolt any of these. These are tasty things. But
this is not your Wild West bar where you get your shot and you bolt it down. Definitely,
I do like this. This is good. I'm definitely getting the vanilla and the oak. Yeah, I can't say that I'm detecting any musty corn. That sounds strange.
Thank God,
and that's a good thing. Yeah,
I'm really happy about that.
Well, and it does have, I think, some of the heat and everything is coming from that rye.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
and
hi.
That's one of the reasons it's a little drier, A little
there's
less
rye
sweet.
In here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And which gives it a little more complexity, too.
Yeah. I'm liking it quite a bit.
If this whiskey were a girl, you would say, oh, she's a Spitfire. She is. Well, I wouldn't, but...
Yeah.
People do. So
other people.
Sure. Oh gosh.
Yeah, and the aftertaste is nice. You know, like I said, it's got that kind of a bit of a forward bite, and then you let it roll around a bit and it's like, oh, there's other stuff in there. And then the aftertaste is actually pretty mellow. Not as sweet as the Balcones, but mellow.
Call it mellow yellow.
Yeah, no, they're actually all a very nice amber. Yeah.
But that doesn't sound right.
Mellow amber, no.
Yeah, I call it mellow amber. It doesn't sound right. All right.
Over the rocks we clamber for the mellow amber.
There you go. Good one, Marla.
I know. All right. So,
okay.
I digress.
Yeah, and so our third one is everybody's favorite, and that is Blanton's. Mm-hmm. And actually, one reason why we did this episode is because John and I had a bottle of Blanton's, and Marla's is like, I want some.
I know.
And I'm like,
share.
She's That's like, right. We should do an episode and you bring it. And I'm like, okay, so that means I can't drink any Blanton's between this decision and the actual episode, or it will be gone. Right. So I've been nicely just looking at it in the cabinet and not touching it. Though normally I will only have like maybe one glass a week, if that, because it is so hard to find.
Yeah.
It's
one of those like Pappy Van Winkle's that it got popular and then all of a sudden it's just gone. Big distributors like Total Wine do get some.
It's only for their top buyers though.
Yeah, it's only for their or restaurants or hotels or that sort of thing. So,
but Safeway does get it.
Every on now occasion.
And then. A friend of ours finds it. She travels around for work and she'll go to some small town here in Washington and she'll go to the Safeway and they got two bottles of Blanton's on the shelf. So she buys them and takes them home because that's the bourbon that she likes.
Yeah, so you got to kind of just, it's sort of serendipity.
Yeah, we check off and on. The one we have here now, the bottle we have now, is because we just, why don't we ask? And then hell if they didn't have it.
Well, I remember you guys were going down to Portland. No, to Oregon.
Yeah.
And you checked the Total Wine stores there and several of them said
they don't have Total Wine. They're state stores down there. So we checked their website where they have a database that tells you what they have, and it lies.
Yeah, so it said they had Blanton's.
They said they had lots. And
so John and Judy are driving all over Oregon.
Yeah, and they did not have any, and it was very disappointing. One guy at one of the stores said they were probably holding it back for other people.
There was time quite a while ago, I think we were in Oregon.
Yeah, it was
before. And we found a store that had
two bottles, and we bought it.
We bought them both.
Oh, my goodness.
And we gave one to Ev.
We probably gave one to Ev.
Yeah.
I thought I'd kick the cat.
So, Blanton's is really good, so stop buying it.
Buying it as we want it. But anyway, let's see. I did not do a good job of looking up stuff on Blanton's because I took a nap today. But it's named after former distillery president, Colonel Albert B. Blanton.
Is he a Kentucky colonel?
The colonel.
I guess. Maybe he looks like Colonel Sanders. Brand was created by legendary master distiller Elmer T. Lee in 1984. When he selected so-called honey barrels from Warehouse H. Warehouse H is a warehouse they built, and they decided to build it out of metal because it was faster to build, not realizing that there would be more varied temperatures in a metal building, so their bourbon ages differently from other bourbons because of the warehouse
metal.
Warehouse. Yeah. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
I did learn that much in the 5 minutes I was on here. The Blantons are aged somewhere between 6 and 8 years in Warehouse H. Apparently, this is, but I don't remember this from other iterations, but this is produced by Buffalo Trace, which I don't really like Buffalo Trace, so I'm glad they have Blantons.
Well, but they often, because I was looking at something else that was owned by Buffalo Trace. I can't remember. It might be
Eagle Rare. Eagle Rare is another one of theirs.
Yeah. But they have very separate, they're like miles apart and, different management.
Anyway, Buffalo Trace does not, I guess, advertise their mash bill. But it's thought to contain 12-15% rye, which is more than the company's low rye bourbons of Buffalo Trace Eagle Rare. And less than other bourbons on the market. So
interesting.
You're
sneaking rye in everywhere.
Yeah. It's extremely hard to find, and some places charge way too much money for it.
Oh my God, yes.
But Safeway typically you can get it for like, I don't know, $60 plus fees and such. Something yeah, like
that. I may have to live at Safeway after this. Yeah.
So may I see the bottle, please?
Well, at our Safeway, they get deliveries Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So you need not apply on Tuesdays and Thursdays
because
it'll be gone.
They don't get deliveries those days anyway.
And they don't put it out. You have to go and ask them if they have any.
Yeah, so it won't be on the shelf because they really don't get it very often.
But this is basically a fairly small batch production. But this is bottle number 63. It was dumped on 6/1/21, so June 1st, 2021. It was stored in warehouse 16? No, maybe that's an H. It's hard to look at that. Is that an H or a number?
I'd say it's an H.
H. Yeah. Where, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
From barrel number 116...
And it has the horsies.
And it has the horsies, which people like to collect.
Evidently, if you... Is it the stride of the horse that if you get the whole set, you can see the horse gallop? Is that... Or is
yeah,
it just...
I believe so. I believe so.
Yeah. There's a little metal figurine of a horse on each bottle.
On the cork.
And, yeah, on the cork. And if you get them all, you can see the motion of the... Mm-hmm. Not that I would... No,
I mean, we were at Total Wine in one time, and they when it was easy to get Blantons, you know, it's on the shelf, and I called Evelyn and I said, "Hey, do you want some Blantons?" She goes, "Yeah, but make sure you get the one that has the cork that has this horse because she collects the cork." So I had that. Some of them were boxes, some opening boxes. And trying to find.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
this one is
the horse with one foot extended.
This
and the
is
tail,
interesting. This is 46.5% ABV.
Oh, so it's right in the middle. Then between our two here.
So, but all anyway, right. This is it'll be lovely no matter what. Okay, so the nose, lightly toasted pecans, or if you like, pecans, buttered cornbread with honey. No wonder I like this. Maraschino cherries and fresh hay.
Not getting the hay, but everything else is just lovely.
I can tell. I can get those cherries. Light on spices with only a bit of dried lemon peel. So palate. Let's find out. Syrupy body and mouth filling. I thought I was saying mouth filling soft, but it's mouth filling period. Soft, with only a mild tongue burn. So like, never mind. I just won't even go there. unctuously sweet. I'm getting this from the Scotch noob, by the way.
Okay.
With candied pecans, brown sugar, blonde fudge, and vanilla cake frosting. A second taste reveals cherry pie filling and a touch of red wine tannin.
Lordy.
Yeah, he's got some palate there.
These people have nothing better to do, is my theory.
What words can I use this time?
Yeah.
But here's what I have to say.
Yeah?
It tastes good.
It tastes really good.
Yeah.
This is true.
Now, the Balcones Baby Blue is my nomination for this thing, and I love it still. And it has, but the Blantons has some of the same creamy, silky mouthfeel. It's a little more complex.
Yeah.
You know, it's got more different stuff going on, and but they're both really tasty. And so is a 1792. It's just a little more astringent. Or, hi, I'm Rye.
Hi, I'm Rye. Well, I remember, too, that because they have these different batches and such, that each batch can taste a tiny bit different. You know, if we were lucky enough to have three bottles of Blantons to open, we would probably taste differences between the three. Because the reviewer, this was like another time that he had already reviewed it once, and then he was revisiting, and it was a totally different bottle, and he could taste differences between the bottles.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, are we doing water? Speaking.
Oh, we could. Let me go get it.
I guess we could take our waters and just...
Well, yeah, don't do that. Let me get
a... Can I have a little more of the 1792, please?
Yes, you can.
Certainly.
I wasn't asking you, Marlos. I was asking John.
Yeah.
Because so he would hand it to me.
Yeah, you have
so I wasn't permission. Asking permission. I just wanted the bottle.
Oh, okay.
Just being upfront about it here. There we go. I'm trying to make sure I have the same amount on each one. Oh, I might need a tad more Blanton's. I need it. I don't know. I need a little more. Oof. Yeah, that looks more even. But yeah, Blanton's, it's wonderful.
Blanton, there's once a month when the cleaning ladies are here. Thank God for the cleaning ladies. No, I don't need that. I need the 1792. I go to one of the bars in town, which I love. They have wonderful pub food, and they have Blanton's.
Almost always.
Yes.
They didn't have Bushmills the other day.
Really?
Yeah, we haven't had Bushmills in a couple weeks. It's like, how hard is it to get Bushmills?
Not hard.
It's not hard.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. But they had Blanton's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which but yes, Marlis's ritual is to go to this bar and have a glass of Blanton's and have lunch while the ladies clean her home.
Oh, God. It's wonderful.
Yeah. All right. So let's check and see if Balcones Baby Blue is any... I want to say the aroma... Changed slightly. Well, it's also been in the glass a little while, so it's probably opened up more, but I'm liking the aroma better now than I did when we first started.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to place what it is that I'm detecting in the aroma that I like so much.
Just caramel for me. I love caramel.
I like the smell of caramel, but I'm not real fond of the taste.
Oh. I love
that. I don't eat a lot of caramelly things. I mean, I will not turn down something that has caramel in it, but it's not something, it's not my go-to.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a really nice sweet corn smell to it.
Maybe that's what it is.
Definitely.
But yeah, I can't place, I'm really horrible at this. I just like to drink.
I know.
But I don't drink just anything. I mean, I do have things I don't like, but I'm really horrible at the palate aroma thing.
Yeah. I think this stands up well to a little bit of water. Yeah. So if you have a reasonably hefty pour and want to put a ice cube in it, that would be fine. If you want to have a whole thing of ice cubes and then pour it over, I think it would kind of overwhelm it.
Yeah.
And not...
What are you saying?
Don't use many ice cubes, is what I'm saying.
This particular whiskey doesn't like lots of ice.
She was accusing me of something.
No.
Yeah. Not. We can, if you like.
She looked at me.
That's right.
No.
I'm a fan of ice cubes.
I know.
She's looking at me.
Yeah.
I know, Mom.
All right, but no, I did just put a drop of water in, and I think it really helped open it up for the aroma, and I mean, the flavor is still lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, just be careful how much water or ice you put in it.
Yeah. That was, yes.
All right.
All right, so now the 1792.
Where did my glass of water come? Is this?
That's it right there.
Oh.
You didn't recognize it with the straw?
No, I didn't recognize it with the straw.
That's right. It looked like a foreign glass of water.
I'll give you the straw now. Anyway, okay. Now we're going to do 1792.
Maybe it was a Belgian glass of water.
Mm-hmm. Well, a little drop of water may have kept it from burning my eyeball out this time.
Did you stick your eyeball in it?
Okay, now... Stop.
Is it watering?
Don't do that.
No, it doesn't burn my eyeball anymore.
Yay. All right, so cool.
it calmed it down a little.
Eyeballs across the country are safe now because, yes. All right.
Maybe you should take a picture or maybe stick in my eyeball.
No, don't. No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I'll make that the picture.
You guys get to
the podcast episode.
All right, yeah.
But I guess not, because Marla said no.
Oh, no, you can.
She's the matriarch of our group, so. Oh,
yes, and so maternal, that's me. So, anyway, back to 1792. Okay. I think the aroma is better. It's less fiery, shall we say.
Yeah, but I think it may have dulled the flavor for me a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think it. I don't think the water did it any favors, basically.
No.
On the other hand,
maybe it's because it's not as sweet.
Yeah, you know, it's not terribly sweet. It's got a bit of a. It's got some heat. So if all you, if what you want, not if all you want, that's very judgmental. If what you want is kind of a spicy bourbon that you can have on the rocks, spicy. It's not bad. It's spicy. There's some heat to it. It's not terribly sweet. So if that is your flavor profile.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Hey, every bourbon has its person.
Oh, yeah. Of course it does. Mm-hmm. Even the bad bourbons have their person.
Scoresby. Sorry, bourbon? That's no. It's
that. I was going to say I thought that was scotch, and I was the one that used to make fun of Scoresby.
That was the episode where we were doing cheap scotches, and I brought Scoresby, where you can get like a liter and a half for $23 or something. Judy brought Monkey Shoulder that is like $35 for a 0.75 liters, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And the Scoresby did not stand up well. I will admit that.
I give Marla's crap about Scoresby quite often, mm-hmm. and she beat me to it this time.
The one review I read said it tastes like someone dragged a wet dog through it, and I'm like, well, I think that's harsh. I don't think it was that bad.
I don't know if I've ever tasted anything that bad before, but yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, so.
Well, I remember that I drank Scoresby when I didn't like whiskey.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Uh-huh.
There's a correlation there.
Yeah, probably. It didn't make you like whiskey, did it?
It didn't. No.
Yeah.
Maybe I was just more poor or
well,
poorer.
That's it. You know,
yeah, you know.
Anyway.
Got a real job. Yeah. Okay. So this is something that could stand up to some ice, depending on what you're looking for in a bourbon.
Yeah.
It's a little spicy. It's got a little bit of alcohol heat, mm-hmm. But there is some complexity to it. So you just do you, I guess.
There you go.
Follow your arrow.
Ecumenical is all get out here.
There's the song called Follow Your Arrow. That's what you should do. Follow your arrow wherever it points.
Wow.
Deep, isn't it?
So, but if you're holding the arrow, it will point wherever you want.
But you only point it where you want it to go.
I see.
Yeah. You know, like into your ex's heart or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't quite. That's what the song's about. But anyway, never mind. No, Marlos didn't get it, so that's never mind.
Okay. Sorry.
It's a song.
Blanton's with a drop of water.
Okay. Still smells really good.
Mm-hmm. Lovely aroma. Flavor's still great.
Mm.
I can say, because I'm somebody who almost always uses ice, that it does fine in ice. So, mm-hmm. But it tastes great with the water.
I wouldn't overwhelm it with ice, but yeah, a little bit of ice is not going to hurt it, and it's really tasty. This is kind of my Edredor of bourbons.
Mm-hmm.
Really tasty,
mm-hmm.
really consistent, you know.
Yeah, don't buy Edredor either. We don't want it getting popular.
Yeah.
Because they have a really small distillery.
Yeah. So don't buy good whiskey.
Don't buy good whiskey. Mm-hmm. Just listen to us talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, this is Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey.
Yeah. And, you know, and of course, what we found out, unless in case you didn't know, is that mm-hmm. unlike other, you know, like scotch, it can only be scotch if it's made in Scotland. Mm-hmm. Well, bourbon doesn't have that same. You can't. It's not just made in Kentucky.
Bourbon.
Bourbon. Yeah, in bourbon land.
Bourbonia.
No, it's not. It you can make bourbon
anywhere as long as it has criteria.
Yeah, the mash bill has to be within a certain range.
I think it has to be made in the United States.
It has to be made in the United States. It has to have new oak barrels. They can be charred, but they have to be new. And it has to have at least 51% corn.
Yeah.
There may be other restrictions, but I think those are the main mean ones?
They're mean. They are very mean.
Yes. Yeah. I know.
Criteria is always mean.
Oh, God. When I was young, I could taste three whiskeys and still be coherent. That evidently has passed.
And you haven't even had three full whiskeys.
I know, the Blanton's is so good.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And I love the Baby Blue. The 1792 is not particular to my taste. That doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that it's not.
I think I would like that one on a day where I didn't want something sweet.
Oh, good point.
You know, because sometimes you just don't. I mean, some people, like me, don't always want sweet things.
In general, that's why I prefer scotch. Mm-hmm. So, you know, makes perfect sense.
But 1792, I like it. Mm-hmm. It's not very bossy. You know, it's not. Mm-hmm. Doesn't say, like me. I taste great.
Well, I don't think the Baby Blue or the Blanton's are bossy. They're extremely enticing.
Well, maybe bossy wasn't the word I really wanted to use, but it was the only one I could think of at the time.
Hello. Okay. Hello, they say. Judy.
Yeah. Come hither. What word am I thinking of? It's just... obviously, I'm not thinking of anything, and it's not because I've had a lot to drink.
No.
Maybe I'm just still not awake from my nap or something. Mm-hmm. What is
the word? But all these are good. The latest...
It's not as bold. Maybe that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have that sweetness to it. It's a little more subtle.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm thinking of.
Well, and it's like... Judy and I have found ourselves at Nicole's, the bar that I like, occasionally in the last month or so, and I've ordered a scotch rather than Blanton's, and she's like, they have Blanton's, for God's sake. And I'm like, no, it's just a scotch kind of day, you know, not quite so sweet, a little more astringency, you know, so it depends on your mood, too. Mm-hmm. You know, never dislike something because it doesn't fit your mood, it's just...
Right.
There it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all I got.
So, for all of you who are, you know, maybe Scotch aficionados or Scotch preferers, that's not a word, but...
For those who prefer Scotch...
We can make it a word.
Yeah.
It's a word today.
Mm-hmm. You know, do some wandering around in the bourbon... And do some from local distilleries.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to do like, scotch from 50 states. Well, they don't distribute that widely.
No, whiskeys from 50.
50 states.
Because scotch you can't get from the states.
Right. Not unless they annex us somehow, which they probably won't. But.
I wouldn't want us.
No, we're a little weird.
Mm.
But, if... Look around your own locale and find the micro distilleries and the people who are trying different things and just explore a little because it's a wonderful, people are doing amazing things and some weird things, but it's good to know.
Yeah. Some local ones taste like local ones, if you know what I mean. They're just like, they're just starting out.
They're like insect repellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, did you make it in your bathtub?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going blind. Most of them are quite good, actually.
No, and you know, even if they're starting out, especially, you're going to get some odd stuff. But once they mature, so to speak, you'll get some interesting things. And it's always worth trying.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So go forth and drink bourbon, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of these three.
Oh, yeah.
Or explore some others.
Mm-hmm. If you can find the Blanton's, go there. If you can find the Baby Blue, go there. If the 1792 is perfectly reliable. So, you know, have fun.
Good stuff.
All right. Thanks for listening.